Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl with AfterBuzz TV. I was recently looking to buy a car and thought to myself, there has to be a better way. It's such a stressful process. That's when my friend told me about a new way to buy a car. It's called TrueCar.com. At TrueCar.com, you can actually see what others pay for the car you're looking for in your area, so you know when you're getting a great price. Because at TrueCar.com, you get a savings certificate, and you just take that savings certificate to a TrueCar.com certified dealer so you don't need to worry about the hassle and anxiety of the old way to buy a car. And TrueCar.com users save an average of $3,000 off the MSRP. So seriously, if you're ready to buy a car, why wouldn't you go to TrueCar.com? Negotiation-free guaranteed savings, a hassle-free experience, and a TrueCar certified dealer that is committed to a new and better way to buy a car. Come on, save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Arrow After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Arrow After Show.
Good evening, Arrow fans. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Ali Kona Bradford, here with the lovely Yale.
Hello, everyone.
And if you notice, it's just some girl-on-girl action. There are no boys here.
So who needs boys?
Yeah, exactly. I think we're going to have a lot of fun. So before we break down the show tonight, Deathstroke, I'm going to tell you guys, if you have questions, you want to join the conversation, tweet at Yale at...
at Yale Teagle, YaelTYGIEL. I've got Twitter open. I'm ready.
Yes.
I'm ready.
You can tweet at me, too. You can attach me at Kiss My Passport. It's just that my phone is my lovely support for my iPad. So this evening, Yale is in charge of all the
she
tweets.
She MacGyvered it with her phone.
Yes.
So I got this.
So tonight's episode, we start off. We know we left last night with Deathstroke, or I should say Slade, on the verge of kidnapping Thea. Tonight, he actually did.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't know why she even thought to get into the car with him, because she really doesn't know him.
Well, she met him once, and her mom... like, was like, this is a guy, he's a family friend. It's kind of like that creepy syndrome where the parents like, oh, I know your, or the stranger's like, I know your parents, they'd be okay with this.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't get into the car with a one-eyed man in a patch. It just wouldn't happen for me. But
I would if it was Manu Bennett.
Yes.
I'm just
one-eyed and shirtless, she'd go all the way.
Yeah, I would.
Okay, so he kidnaps her, right? Mm-hmm. And there's this whole big plot going on, and we find out it's not even about her.
No.
Right? It totally threw me off, too, because he was going to let her walk, right? This whole big ordeal of kidnapping her turned out to be a whole lot of nothing but playing with, basically, Oliver to get him out of the way.
Right. It was the most, like, complicated plan to distract him. And I felt like they could have done something so much simpler, but it was like, you have to do this, and then you're going to do that, and then every piece has to fall into place. And it's just to distract him and then make him do something stupid.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Okay, what did you think? Oh, see, you know what? My contraption didn't even work. Let's try this one more time. So what did you think about the whole... I'm going to jump into the plot of this whole situation with Isabel, right? Mm-hmm. Because I already knew from the get-go, I haven't liked her. I haven't liked her since the beginning when she first appeared on here. I don't know how he even had a romance with her. That made me super angry, but that's in the past. Mm-hmm. Either way, she's conniving.
Yeah.
And so for him to sit there and in a moment of desperation, sign his company over to her.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, great. This is going to be terrible.
I was sitting there thinking, like, did he put like a deadline, a date? Like, she has temporary control till this date? Because that would have been smart of him. Like, you know, for the night. She's in control. Yeah,
okay, but first of all, he wrote on a piece of notebook paper. It wasn't even anything official. He straight just got a piece of paper and a pen and jotted down, "You are now in charge of my company."
That would hold up in court.
You think?
It would definitely hold up in court.
It's writing, but that was
He signed it and dated it.
I guess. I don't know.
But I agree that she's very conniving and that at the beginning, I knew that she was evil, but I didn't think she was evil, like, bad person evil. I thought she was evil, like, you know, business savvy.
I thought, okay, this is what I think. Mm-hmm. I thought she was evil, selfish evil, but I thought she was working independently. So to find out at the end of the day she's working for Slade Wilson, oh, you would be working for him.
Yeah.
What? And then you had mentioned something, and we don't know if this is official or not, right?
This is what I think. I don't know if it's true. I want that clear.
Okay.
I think she's Shadow's sister.
Yeah. We heard the prayer or ritualistic, I don't know, voodoo that she was saying when Oliver had her pinned against the... She was pinned against the wall
Against the wall. And she said something, the father, something.
Right.
So that, to me, I think she's Shadow's sister. But I could be making that up. I want no...
But she fought really well, too. Yeah. Like, out of nowhere. We had no idea she was a fighter.
Mm-hmm.
She still lost.
Right. Well, because he's the arrow.
Yeah, but still. He can't fight. He can't seem to get it together when it comes to Slade, so you never know.
Well, she's not injected with Marikuru.
No, but she could be trained by the League of Assassins.
That's true.
Because when he first came up against the Black Canary, that was quite a challenge, too. As well as, who's her ex-girlfriend, Nyssa. What?
Nyssa.
There you go. What she said.
Nyssa.
So, yeah. I mean, it's quite possible she was trained by them as well. Because didn't Slade eventually get trained by them, too?
I don't think so. He was trained before he even got to the island because he was badass.
Oh. And we don't know how he got that good?
Well, because I thought he had military background before he got there. Because partnered with the other guy with the mask on the island way back in the day.
I feel like, no offense to our military, no offense, but I don't think that they're trained the way
he's Australian.
Oh, that's what it is. I have no idea what that means, but I'll go with that.
He's not our military.
Oh, okay, so their military just trains people like...
To be badass.
Ninjas.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that clears it up for me.
That's
okay.
My theory.
Okay, but you know what? I want to go back to the flashback since we're talking about all this stuff. Was it weird to you that at one point when they were doing the exchange with Oliver and Kendrick, is it Kendrick or Hendrick? Okay, Hendrick. So they're doing this exchange, right? Mm-hmm. And obviously Slade comes in, he smells a TNT, what have you, and then he's giving this dialogue, but it's Shadow talking.
Well, yeah,
the ghost of Shadow.
So I think what they're trying to introduce is that he's crazy, and that all of this is to, like, avenge her and whatever, and so he's seeing her helping him do this. Although if she was alive, she wouldn't be doing this. She's not a, like, vengeful, evil, manipulative person.
Now, did she show up in present time, too? Because for some reason, I feel like she did.
She did, right at the end of the episode when he's talking to Blood.
Okay.
She showed up and followed him out. But she isn't really there. She is his hallucination.
Right. And what about Sebastian Blood? Because I think he just got screwed over.
I feel like he was supposed to be, like, built up as this bad guy.
He's really not.
He's not. He's just like, I want to rule this city. And Slade was like, okay, I'll let you do that. He's like, good, I'm going to throw a tantrum when I don't get my way.
Okay, but here's what got me a little irritated with the situation. He's obviously the one who kidnapped Thea, right?
Yeah.
After Slade's like, get out of my car, she comes running down the street. Here comes Brother Blood, obviously with his little mask guy on, kidnaps her. And then while he's in the election, he's like, I'm going to cease or suspend or whatever the heck he was going to do until we find Thea.
Yeah.
Like, you jerk, you're the one who took her.
Yeah, he's, you know, evil. But dumb evil.
Yeah, but okay, dumb evil. I like that. But also, too, Slade does the same thing, right? After he's arrested and let out, which we'll talk about that in a minute. But after he's arrested and he's let out, the thing that he says is, you know, I'm going to offer a $5 million ransom to whoever can bring Thea home.
Well, that's how you avoid suspicion.
Yeah, but sometimes, maybe it's just me as if you're watching it, it's just so obvious, both him and Brother Blood.
Well, so as soon as Oliver, the arrow said, call in that we have Slade.
Right.
Call into the police. I was like, oh, like now he's going to go. He's going to have a great alibi. He's going to be let out. And then they're going to ignore that they think it's him.
Right.
Because he's got this alibi and he did this on purpose and it was genius.
Yeah.
And if you watch enough Law and Order SVU, you see this happen all the time. And I watch a lot of that stuff.
You know what, though? Okay. oh, I want to say something about Slade, and it just totally got me. Oh, I feel like it was too easy. We were watching it. I was in the theater thinking, this is too easy.
It was
just
too easy.
Arrest him? No.
Yeah.
You know, and they had this whole conversation. Oliver, the first thing he says is, you know, how'd you get off the island? Mm-hmm. I swam. What? I mean, I know he had Mirakuru in it, but that was, you could have come up with something craftier than that, I feel like.
So I started to imagine him swimming.
Of course she did. But of course she did.
Legitimately, not just because it was great looking in my head.
A shirtless moment?
Yeah. In my head, it was great. So I imagine he's swimming, right? And because he's got all the Mirakuru, like, he passes out from exhaustion, and he's got Mirakuru, so he, like, just continues to float alive until he wakes up again and keeps swimming. That's how I imagine he did it.
I feel like, okay, this is what I feel like would have happened. He would have started sinking and losing his breath and dying. And underneath the water, he would have started glowing or something as the Mirakuru entered his veins and entered his whole entire body. And then he lit up like the Little Mermaid and swam to the top and had a moment his eye.
Hold on. I'm still picturing this.
You like it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. We'll give her a moment. Yeah. While we give her a moment.
That was great.
Let's talk about how Detective Lance, who's not Detective Lance anymore, he's now Officer Lance and now about to be demoted again.
Yeah, Prisoner Lance.
Who? Okay, first of all, who is his boss? This guy's new. We've never seen him on the show before, and I don't like him.
Yeah, I don't know who he is or where he came from.
And I don't know where he's getting his information from, but I really don't appreciate the fact that he's going to try and put Detective Lance now in jail for conspiracy, and I don't even know how that worked out.
Well, because he's worked with the Arrow before.
Oh, but see, he's telling the truth, though.
That he doesn't know who he is.
He does not know who the Arrow is, which still dumbfounds me, right? How do you not recognize that that is Oliver?
He even brought it up to Sarah in this episode. He says to her, like, how does Oliver feel about you working with the Arrow? And she goes, oh, he doesn't know.
Right. They did that on purpose.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, he's so dumb. How does he not figure? He is the worst detective.
I know. Michael said that before. I was saying,
that's Michael's line.
Bless his soul. He's not, he'll be back. Yeah. He's not with us this week, but
that's
very true though. Mm-hmm. You got a man with green eyeshadow on who's been with both of your daughters and you still don't know who he is.
Yeah. You've seen him your whole life or his whole life. Really.
And you would think also too, right? Because his daughter, he now knows that she was a part of the League of Assassins. He knows that she's a superhero, this, that, and whatever. He also knows that she's dating Oliver again. So wouldn't you think she hangs out with the Arrow. She's dating Oliver.
They're about the same height.
They look alike. Yeah. They look alike. But she still has no idea.
No.
Or he has no idea.
Of course he doesn't. But it was really interesting that when he was getting arrested in the end, he was like, but I was right. Like Thea said that it was Slade.
Right.
I was right. Why are you arresting me?
I'm still confused too.
Yeah.
Did they say, and I just missed that went over my head?
No, because he was conspiring with the vigilante. And the vigilante justice is not legal.
It's not, but the vigilante is the reason why so many people have been caught. So how are you really going to hold somebody for doing positive things for the city?
The vigilante did also kill a bunch of people earlier in the show.
Well, yeah, but they were all bad people.
It's murder is murder, my friend.
Eh, whatever. I don't like that.
Well, I don't live in Sterling City. I'm just saying.
Yeah, whatever. I want to talk about Moira Queen for a second.
Yes.
You know, obviously she's really devastated. I think that this episode was necessary to break through the ice between her and Oliver. And for a while he stood his ground. You know, he was still being very cold as much as everything was going on. The entire time she's thinking it's her fault and the whole Malcolm thing comes up.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, no, it's not Malcolm, duh. But there was a line that she said, and I have to find it somewhere in here, but it was a great line. Oh, she was just talking about the fact that, you know, for the last 5 years, I was a mother that woke up who thought basically that her son was dead. And every single morning she had to wake up. She can't do that again with Thea.
Yeah.
Like, that's excruciating pain to think that your daughter is now dead or at the hands of death, right? But what I loved about this speech, because she's trying to apologize, and Oliver's like, no, no. She's like, yes, now. And on top of that, what she had said, and let me get to the point, right? What she had said is, you know, you, as a mother, you grow up and you think as your child's growing up, you know, you worry about all the things that the world could do to your child. And you're so busy trying to protect them that you don't even realize that you're the enemy, like, with the things that you could be doing to your child. And I thought that was so beautifully written.
Yeah, that's a really great line.
And oddly, Oliver used the same line at the end. Did you catch that?
I did not.
Not the same line, but is the gist of the same idea and talking about the whole situation about how
he's the one who's messing himself over.
Yeah, yeah. Which Roy calls him out on.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Roy's right?
I think Roy is part right.
Okay.
I think the fact that Roy is like, no, we have to follow Oliver's laws. He says what we do and when we do and how we do. I feel like that's him throwing a tantrum because his you know, girlfriend is kidnapped and he's upset, which makes sense.
He's just mad because he had to break up with his girlfriend. That's what I think. He's mad that Oliver made him break up with his girlfriend. I get it, because you guys were broken up. You weren't able to be there when she was kidnapped.
She was kidnapped because she was walking home crying.
Because they broke up.
Yeah.
So in essence, well, I was going to say it is Roy's fault, but it's not.
That's just like saying that Shadow's death was Oliver's fault.
Right.
Someone was going to die.
Right.
So I think Roy needs to stop throwing hissy fits all the time because he does.
I think he's immature is what I think.
Yeah.
I think that he wants it his way and he wants it now. I think that in the past when he found out he had this extra superpower, if you will, because of the Mirakuru, he was throwing it around and just thought, well, hey, you know, like just chest in the air and I'm this and I'm that and I don't need your help. Mm-hmm. You don't need to train me. I don't need to slap water. What? You know?
And now he can't help but slap water when he sees it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know if he's going to rejoin Team Arrow. I feel like he is now that Thea's back, but at one point he totally just walked off.
Right. I feel like he's going to have to, because if he wants to fight, you know, crime, he's going to have to do it with them.
I really don't appreciate him pinning Diggle. What's Diggle got to do with it?
Yeah.
Right?
That's true. Also, I was really sad that Diggle couldn't take him. I know that he's, you know, hopped up on the Mirakuru. Not the roids, but the Mirakuru. but I was really sad that Diggle couldn't.
He should have. They should at least let him have one move, right?
Yeah.
And let him fight a little bit and then get pinned. But it was just straight.
You know, would have made that better? Mm. If they were both shirtless.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Just saying.
Ladies, Yael is the voice of all the women fans of this show.
You're welcome.
No, but I was really mad, and I really liked Felicity. We all know I like Felicity.
Yeah, everyone loves Felicity.
But she was a strong, she had a very small part, but very strong woman in this.
Yeah.
And I love that she stole Sarah's thunder.
Yeah, she did.
I feel like she did anyways.
And she did it right.
Yeah. You know, right when everyone's questioning Oliver, this, that, and whatever, and she's like, no. She walks right up to him, like this close to his face. She should have planted one on him. But,
I thought they were going to.
You know, right in front of Sarah. Take that. You did it to your sister. Now karma's coming back to you.
Yeah.
But outside of that, you know, she tells him, like, you know, you put an end to this. You go. You do this now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, Felicity.
Yeah, it was great. It was a really great scene. It was a really powerful statement from her. It was, I guess, her only stand of the episode.
Yeah. Well, because usually when we see her, she's fumbling and she's a little bit nervous and says something awkward. She has diarrhea in the mouth.
Yeah.
This time she just, you know?
Yeah.
Go get him.
It has been a while, though, since she said something diarrhea of the mouth-esque.
Yes. Yes. There will be more Felicity. Olicity.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that later in news. Okay. So what else did I want to talk about? Oh, okay. So now at this point, towards the end of the show, everybody has sympathy and they are voting for Moira, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think she's going to be able to handle the city if she wins this election?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Why not?
Because the last time she had a lot of power, she allowed a earthquake machine to cause an earthquake.
This is true, but it was because of Malcolm. Everything this woman has done, right? And we'll talk about this, but everything that she's done has been surrounded around protecting her family, which, that's a debate.
Yeah.
But it had to do with Malcolm Merlyn.
Mm-hmm.
And she says that it's because, you know, she was pressured by him. She had to do this. Otherwise, he was going to tell a secret. I don't know.
Right.
Right. That was all season one. Now, this time, she's not under Malcolm anymore. And now that there's this big reveal, it's not like she has to be afraid that someone's going to tell Thea that Malcolm's her father. Because, hey, Thea knows.
I feel like she's the kind of person who, up until this point, has been making all sorts of deals and sacrifices. And that she's got a bunch more secrets that we probably don't even know about.
Of course.
So putting her in the position of I'm in charge, anybody who knows her secrets is going to be able to control her.
Right.
I think she is not the person that Starling City needs.
I can agree with that. I can agree with that. Mm-hmm. What I was going to say, though, is going back to the whole secret situation, when Slade is with Thea and he's like, you know, do you want to know your brother's secret? You could walk right out the door. It's cool. But, hey, here's the catch. I can tell you something. You want to know what it is. So who's not going to stay behind for that, right? And I'm sure the rest of us all thought he was going to tell the vigilante secret. Oh, your brother's the Arrow, this, that, and whatever. So when Thea came out with, Malcolm's my father, I was like, whatever. No big. We already knew.
I feel like it was very clear that it was going to be that secret because she was yelling directly at
Oliver.
Oliver. I was like, who was she yelling at? Oliver. And not at her mother
Which
to throw us off.
But wait, that doesn't make sense. Wouldn't you be mad at your mom if she didn't tell you who your real father was and your whole life she pretended it was somebody else? Why would you be mad at your brother?
So I think that it's because Thea knows that her mom lies. Her mom lies to everybody. Her mom's a big liar.
Right.
Her brother, in her eyes, was the only one who never lied to her.
Right.
Except for that all he does is lie to her.
Yeah. So, okay, so she's reacting this way off of this one. What do you think will happen if she finds out that he is zero? And do we think she's going to find out anytime soon?
Well, it seems like everyone's going to find out now.
Right.
But also, I'm wondering more what's going to happen when she finds out that Roy is working with the Arrow as his sidekick.
Oh. But it's her ex-boyfriend now, right? So why should she care?
Because she loves him.
So he mock cheated on her.
She still loves him. She knows that he did it on purpose. And I think that's the, like, strongest bond of their relationship, is she knows that something is up and he's pushing her away for a reason, not because he doesn't love her, not because of whatever, but because he thinks that it's best for her.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You're Thea. Mm-hmm. You're in the situation and your boo purposely cheats on you and lets you catch him because you know he's pushing you away. Would you forgive the fact that he cheated on you and go directly to the situation, which is, you are pushing me away? Or would you be ticked off that A, he's pushing you away, and B, how could you put your lips on some other female?
I'm the kind of girl that if I was in that room when I saw that, I would walk straight up to him, hit him, and then be like, we're dealing with this.
Okay, I'll take that.
I'm that kind of girl.
Get it.
Yeah.
High five.
But first I'd hit him.
Yeah, hit him and then knock her out too. Why not?
What? She didn't know.
Yeah, that's a big debate. But anyways, going back over to Thea, Roy, all that. So she doesn't know yet about Oliver, but at the very end, when Slade shows up to Laurel, okay, guys, our TV was skipping every which way possible, so we missed a little bit of the speech, but we do know that Slade came bombarding into Laurel's house.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was going to kidnap her.
I thought he was going to kidnap her, too.
The last thing I thought was, I don't even remember how it alluded to him saying what he said, but basically,
he just said it.
Just so you know, I know Oliver Queen better than you do.
Yeah.
And he's the Arrow.
He's the Arrow.
So what do you think that's going to mean now for Laurel? She's going to look at him completely different.
I think she's the person who's going to figure out that Sarah is.
You think?
Yeah. I think she's the one who's going to be able to connect those dots. She's the one who also knew that Sebastian was not good.
Yeah, but then she forgave him.
Because she thought that it was because she was on drugs.
Exactly.
But she's the one who knew. She felt it before anybody else.
Right.
So I think she's going to be the first one to connect the dots between those two.
Do you think, though, that she's going to look at Oliver differently now, too? And when I say differently, not just you've been keeping a secret, but, oh, my gosh, you're a little amazing, first of all. Second of all, when I liked you last season, I had a mini crush on you. I think I now do again.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that will happen?
Definitely. I think she's definitely going to fall back in love with him, or not that she ever stopped. I think that the whole issue with Sarah is going to become a huge deal. And I think she's going to straight up tell him, hey, I know. And they're going to discuss it.
Could you imagine, though, when she finds out that Sarah is a part of this, too? Like, she's already gone through so much drama. Mm-hmm. Her sister died.
Right.
Her sister came back. Her sister slept with her boyfriend before. Her sister's sleeping with her boyfriend now. Hey, by the way, I'm a superhero. No big.
I think at this point, she's going to say something like, well, of course it is. Like, of course this is happening.
Do you think she'll want to join the team?
Oh, definitely. Who wouldn't want to join that team?
See, and you know, Michael was talking about last season, too, because we all know that Laurel is supposed to be the black canary, but then where does that leave Sarah?
I think Sarah's going to die at some point. I'm saying it. I think she's going to die by the end of the season.
That's a shame. We really like Katie Lotz.
I love Katie Lotz.
For those of you who did not catch last week's episode, we had Katie Lotz here in studio. So make sure you go online, check it out on YouTube. You can see our interview with her. It was pretty awesome. Going back to the episode, did I miss anything? I feel like I covered a lot of this episode fairly quickly.
I'm reading my notes.
Tweets. Is anybody tweeting right now? Are you tweeting, Yael? Are you tweeting me?
Well, we have Dan Delby's watching, that much I know.
I mean, that's amazing. Thank you for watching us.
Yeah, thanks,
no questions, Dan. No contributions to the conversation. Let me check my phone right now.
Yeah, you check your phone.
I will check my phone. Okay, yeah, nope. You guys aren't saying anything.
Shall we get to news and gossip?
I mean, I have plenty of news and gossip.
I have something to add.
Okay, let's do it. Let's go to it early.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Boom. Okay, so right now I will wait for our engineer. She's going to pull up some lovely pictures and videos that I have for you guys, and I will talk about it according to what is pulled up?
Well, while we wait, shall I give my news?
Please do.
For those who aren't following John Barrowman on Twitter, you will miss that he took a picture and said that he is, in fact, waiting for his flight to Vancouver. And then it says, Merlin returns. I retweeted it. You should check it out.
Yes. So we're excited to have him back. I know you're excited to have him back. You're a huge fan of his.
Yeah. From the Torchwood and Doctor Who days. Heck yeah.
Yes. Okay, so first up, the Flash. So I wanted to talk about this. So Flash characters, Caitlin Snow, which is going to be played by Danielle Panabaker, hopefully I said that correctly, and Cisco Ramon, who is played by Carlos Valdez, with an S, not a Z, will appear in episode 19, which is coming up next, entitled The Man Under the Hood. So Danielle Panabaker and Carlos are two members of Star Labs who are regular parts of the cast of The Flash. So they're going to be on Arrow, and they're making a very important appearance, says Guggenheim, which you guys know is the producer. So what he's saying is this was something that really came about because, obviously, Barry is in a coma at the end of Episode 9. That pretty much made it impossible for him to appear in Episode 19 and 20. First of all, I didn't realize he was in a coma. Did you?
I didn't realize he was in a coma either, and Felicity made a comment about him in this episode.
She did.
And I didn't realize that he was not up and walking.
The last we heard, he got struck by lightning, and he was... That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's obvious he probably went to the hospital, right? But I didn't realize he's still there in a coma.
Yeah. I thought he'd be up and walking around.
That's an assumption that you made that we know. We don't know. I just wanted to have the picture of them up. There is indeed, we were talking about there being a spinoff. Yes, no, maybe it is actually going to happen. So I wanted to bring that up. Let's go on to our next picture. Oh, okay, so we skipped ahead. This picture, very random. I'm sure you're wondering, why the heck do you have a picture of a baby on a table?
Yep.
Well, this picture was actually taken by, I know him. I don't know why I feel the need to look at my notes, but I do. Paul Blackthorne. Wow, it took me a minute to spit that one out. So Paul Blackthorne, detective, not so detective, officer, maybe not even officer anymore, Lance. He is a photographer. Outside of acting, he is a professional photographer. This is a picture that he took. Very random.
Yeah.
When he was in India. So he's got a exhibit that went on, and it was called From Delhi to Manhattan. That is what it was called. Anyways, I just thought it was interesting. I love a lot of these actors are very multi-talented, so I like to showcase their work. You can go online and look at his website. There's tons of other pictures, but he's a pretty amazing photographer. Anyways, moving on.
While we move on, I got a tweet for us that what it was that Isabel said. She said, "The sins of the father revisited on the son."
Okay. So who is that from?
that was from Ryan Witalison. He sent us the quote that Isabel said.
Hi, Ryan. Thank you for watching. He watches every week. We appreciate it so much.
And thank you for the quote.
Yes. But if you could also expand upon that and let us know what specifically that means.
Yeah, that'd be helpful.
Yeah. Okay, so I have a picture of Olicity. A lovely fan made this picture. Yes, I do. We all know that I am a fan of Olicity. And the reason I have this up is because I have... some news for all you Olicity fans. Let me pull that one up.
So excited.
Yeah, so talking about Sarah and Ollie, because you're saying that you have a feeling, a theory, that she might not be with us for very much longer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what Margaret Guggenheim had said is where they're at right now is not where they will end up at the end of the year. That's all he says. But it could very well be that she is no longer of existence. That would be sad, though. That'd be really sad if she died. I'd rather them break up because, I don't know, he got together with Felicity or something, and then she decided to be sad and went somewhere else to another city.
I mean, that also could mean that they get married and have babies. Like, that could mean anything.
She needs to just go marry someone else.
Yeah.
Moving on. So he says, the sparks between the partners will keep popping up, promises EP Mark Guggenheim. You haven't seen the last of Olicity moments for sure. But at the same time, we don't try to cram them all in. And then as for her herself, he teases that we're going to learn more about her parents in future episodes with an additional backstory in season 3.
Awesome.
So thank you very much because we've been waiting for that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be in season 2. Obviously, we have to wait till season 3. But we're excited that there is a season 3. So not to worry. Moving on. These are pictures. So I believe we will be going back to videos. Videos. So my theme for today's videos is music videos. A lot of these actors, before they were actually playing star roles, guest roles, and every which whatever, they were music videos.
Yeah.
So I do believe we will have one pulled up shortly. Yay. Okay, so our favorite Felicity and Lee Bett Rickards. Go ahead and hit play, please. Look at that, Wayne. She's so cute. So that was her debut. I do believe this is Nickelback. That's so sad. I do believe. All right, so we can move on to the... Why are you giggling?
It just to see her in this role is so amusing.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I love her as Felicity, and so to see her as whoever that girl was.
She's a young bride. I'm not quite sure the plot of that. So this next video coming up, I do believe, is Colton Haynes. It is. Okay, so before we push play, his scenes happen real quick, so you have to pay close attention. He's obviously the gentleman in all black. But yeah, go ahead and hit play. We get this other lovely gentleman first.
My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, there he is. You can somewhat tell it's him.
Yeah.
Okay, so the rest of the video is very quick flashes, so we won't play the rest of the video. I will say, though, before this, for those of you who are fans of his, he was actually a model for Abercrombie, which is where he got started. He's also in a video with Leona Lewis.
Oh.
The only reason I didn't play that one, to be honest with you, is because he just looks normal and he's the typical lead. They're in bed rolling around, blasey, blasey. They have the romantic dance. I just thought it was cool that he was in all this crazy makeup. So
yeah, you're right. We didn't want to see that.
I'm sorry. Sorry. I'm sorry. I messed up. Foul.
She's going to tweet it out for all of us who want to
see
it.
Okay, I will do that. Yeah. I will do that. So let's go to our next video, please. Bum, ba, da, da. Oh, okay. Before you hit play. So this is... Katie Cassidy, for those of you who don't know, she is the daughter of David Cassidy from the Partridge Family. Mm-hmm. We know that there's a theme song for Partridge Family, and I couldn't sing it if my life depended on it. But she did a remake of it. This is it. Apparently, she was going to start doing a singing career. From what I read on the internet, so if I'm wrong, it's all the internet's fault and mine for reading the internet. But if this is true, she was going to pursue a singing career. He wasn't super supportive because he felt like she didn't pay her dues yet.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. But okay, huh. So go ahead and hit play, please. Very modern version of the song.
This is actually his song, not the Partridge Family theme song.
Didn't this song play on the Partridge Family?
It was when David Cassidy left the Partridge Family to do his own career.
Oh.
He started singing I Think I Love You.
Oh, well, this is her version.
Yes, she remade his song.
She very remade his song.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we have one last video that I know that you will appreciate.
Yeah, I will.
Because it's John Barrowman singing. He's very talented as well. Singer, dancer. He's done theater, musical theater. He was on, I'll show this clip next time we meet up, but he was on, what's it called? Dancing on Ice?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. It's a European show. So anyways, let's take a look at him singing right now. I come near her, I just lose my nerve as I've done from the start. Yale has the biggest smile on her face, for those of you who can't see.
I love him so much.
So if you want to see the rest of that video, you can look him up, John Barrowman.
Mm-hmm.
Look at him. Oh, that's not him dancing. He can dance, though. You can look that
up. He's amazing.
Yes. We'll have more videos of him. There's a lot of stuff of him online, so we'll do that. So there's our news and gossip. I've covered all that. Let's get into some predictions, shall we?
Predictions.
Okay, I guess we'll make... I was like, I'll make my own music.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions.
So, predictions. Mine are going to be all over the place because I like to predict what I want versus what is really logically probably going to happen on the show. So, my predictions are always that, you know, Oliver and Felicity are just going to, I don't know, be amazing. And finally, he'll realize that the love of his life is actually Felicity and not Sarah. And she can just go marry somebody else. You know what? She can have Nyssa. I can never say her name right.
Nyssa?
That's what she said. That's what I think should happen. And as far as her being killed off the show, what I would like to see, because I feel like the writers always like to leave things open-ended so people can potentially come back, especially if they've established a great relationship with somebody, which I feel like they have. I feel like what they could be doing is have her go back with the League of Assassins. We still have not seen... Well, loss of words.
Roz.
Thank you. We have not seen him yet. I would love to see him at the season finale come and snatch her up.
Mm.
snatch her up, get her out of the way. She can go do her thing, and then Felicity can come in for the moment, and Oliver can say, oh my gosh, how did I not see this coming?
Nice.
That's my prediction.
Those are great predictions.
Thank you.
I definitely think we'll see Roz by the end of the season. I think next week we're going to see some really awesome battle scenes. I think it's going to be Deathstrike and his team versus Oliver.
Deathstrike.
Sorry, what did I say?
Fired. She's fired.
I am half asleep right now. Deathstroke.
Deathstroke. It's her boo. How do you not get his name right?
Because in my mind, he's Manu Bennett.
Okay, I'll let it go.
Because as I said earlier, that scene where you see him in full gear would have been so much better if he was wearing the mask and no shirt.
That would have been actually a little funny. With socks on. With socks.
Of course, you got to wear socks.
That cracks me up. You know what? Okay, this is from the show, right? And I just have to say this because Kurt and I were laughing. When he kidnapped those inmates, right? I don't know who said it, but somebody called somebody an asshat.
He called them an asshat.
What is that?
It's an insult for the CW.
Is that what that is? I've never heard that before.
We can't say bad words on the CW. You're an asshat.
Good explanation. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I did not mean to interrupt your prediction. Go ahead.
So I think we're going to see a really nice all-out battle, really cool fight sequences probably next episode. I feel like we're just going to keep going and building, and we're going to have to wait till the season finale until something awesome happens, and I think Malcolm is part of that.
You know what I would like to see? I'd like to see Isabel, sorry to be rude, but I want to see her die. I'm over her. She's caused enough trouble. Get her out the way.
I'm really disappointed that Summer Glau is being misused. We haven't seen her in, 3 months, I feel.
And then she just comes back to be wicked.
Yeah. I feel like we're misusing a really great actress.
Maybe they'll have an episode themed just on her.
Mm-hmm.
That ties some loose ends.
Maybe it'll explain if she's Shadow's sister, which I decided.
And I think that's a great theory. I think that the writer should go with that.
Yeah.
If it's not true.
Yeah, they should be paying attention.
Yeah. Watch the show.
Yeah.
Okay, so I feel like I've covered everything. Predictions, how about you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that is all for today. But before we leave, we will leave you our Twitter handles and our websites. I will start with the lovely Yael.
Thank you. You can find me online at yael.tv. That's yael.tv.
Ooh,
excuse me.
Bless you. Even though it's not a sneeze.
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and Google+ at Yael Teagle. That's yaeltygiel. I'm going to not choke.
Okay, and I'm Allie Conner Bradford. You can find me at Kiss My Passport. You can also look me up on my website. It's allieconnerbradford.wix.com/television host. I have a lovely blog there. It has nothing to do with Arrow, but that's okay. A lot of good stuff. Check it out. You can also YouTube me. Mm-hmm. Find plenty of stuff there. So anyways, thank you for joining us this evening. We had a blast talking with you, and you can carry on the conversation with us on Twitter. Until next week, we will see you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.